WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, good afternoon. I have got some fabulous gentlemen in studio with me today, and we're going to get some live music from this young trio that got themselves together in D.C. and have been compared to such fabulous folks as the Ben Folds Five, but really, they've got a sunny pop sound that is all their own. They are Ben Thornwill, Tommy Siegel, and Jesse Kristen of Jukebox the Ghost. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely. So I do want people to get to know a little bit about you guys, because you're just such an interesting group of characters. Now, originally, you guys were all going to George Washington University, right?
Yep, we started in D.C., yeah, GW.
Very cool. And now, Ben, as a pianist, were you studying classical piano?
Yeah, I was. I went to GW to do politics, and then never took a single politics class. Got real tired of it real quick, but ended up being a music major. Yeah, and did classical and jazz.
Very cool. Now, how does a classical and jazz pianist get in with a guitarist and a kind of a punk rock drummer?
Through a series of accidents, really. I lived next to Jesse, our drummer, freshman year, and Tommy put up a flyer our sophomore year saying, you know, looking for a band, and played with him, and he was the only guitarist we played with. So musical love at first sight, if you will.
That's pretty fantastic. And did you all do your parents proud and get your degrees?
Got our degrees, yeah. Okay. Latin honors and everything. So
that's
Jesse.
Fantastic.
Jesse did not go to medical school though, which was originally on the menu. So.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I could see how with constantly using his hands the way that he does, he is sort of a surgeon, right?
Yeah, a drum surgeon.
Yeah, multitasker. Yeah, for sure. And the past year, 2009, was just super busy for you guys. You put out Let Live and Let Ghost, your debut album, and then you did dates with Ben Folds and a European tour and Jenny Owens Young. What do you guys take away from doing all of that touring?
You know, a fair amount of exhaustion, I think, is really the first thing that comes to mind. But we did like 150 shows in 2008, and would have done the same last year, but spent half the year recording our new record. So that was the fall, and we're gearing up to have another, you know, full touring year this year.
Nice.
But it's great. No complaints whatsoever.
Very cool. Now, I did also want to ask you about all the comparisons that you guys have gotten to Ben Folds. When you got to do some shows with him, was there anything, I mean, especially for you, Ben, since, you know, you are a singer and a pianist, there aren't that many men for you to look
right
up to. Did you take a lot away from the interactions that you had with him as an artist?
I mean, he was certainly my idol growing up. You know, I mean, there's Billy Joel, and Elton John, and then there's sort of Ben Folds, and that's our generation. And so it's funny, I had seen him already before we went on tour with him more times than anyone else live. And so, you know, just he plays quite a show every single night, you know, 2 hours straight, always different, you know, really fine performer. So. Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was a pleasure, and the audiences, it was sort of, it's built in. They're almost too receptive to, you know, what we're playing, our type of music. So, yeah, it really couldn't have been better.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, Jukebox the Ghost is going to be playing tonight at the Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar in Charlottesville on the Downtown Mall, and wanted to get a live track from you now from your first album.
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
We're going to do Hold It In.
All right.
Tell, but I made a promise to hold it in, hold it in. star, then he's embarrassed, and it's no secret why. Only thing that he can do is hold it in, hold it. So I've written him a letter to be sent out to sea, and I'm looking for a bottle to hold it in, hold it in. She will know I like her. Good grief, I don't think that I can take this heartbreak any longer. I will not hold it in.
That was live music from Jukebox the Ghost here on WNRN with Hold It In. And okay, so I wanted to ask you guys a little bit about this new album. Ben was just saying that you guys have been working on it for about the last half of last year. Now, for your first album, you have as much time as you need. Was there a different sort of writing process for you guys after being on the road for a while and then coming off and saying, we need to make this record?
Well, we had too many songs. It was like the first time we've really run into that problem where we had, because we recorded Let Live and Let Ghosts in our senior year of college in 2007, January of 2007. So we had, and with two songwriters, two singers in the band, we had easily 25 or more songs that were ready to, you know, go into the next record.
Wow.
So we just had to kind of thin the herd. And that was trickier than coming up with a herd itself.
That's really interesting, because I would think that most people would think that the other problem would be more prevalent, that, you know, if you have to write things when you're kind of in that time crunch of making an album, that it would be more difficult.
Well, it's funny, there wasn't a time crunch this time, because mm-hmm. there was such a long period of time between the first record and the second record, and you know, we're both writing the whole time, and for the most part we write before we bring it to the band, and then the band, you know, arranges it and makes it our own.
Okay.
So it's not like we sat down in a room in the fall and said, okay, we have to come up with 25 songs and then try to choose from them. So we had them going into it.
And the producer that you had then, like, what was his job in all this? Was it like referee?
A bit of a referee, yeah. And when you know, you bring in someone like that, their own taste get you know, become important. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he was part of the song selection process, and yeah, and we worked with a guy named Peter Katus, who works in Connecticut and did The National, The Boxer, Interpol, Mates of State, some really great bands. So
yeah, well, I can't wait to hear this album then. Were you saying that it was going to be coming out in September?
We're thinking very seriously September. So
okay, what are you going to call it?
Are we even saying that?
Are we privy to?
I don't think we've ever.
I don't know if we're allowed.
We said like 2 days ago. Yeah,
it's going to be called Peter Katus, Stop Playing Hockey.
No, Stop Playing Hockey, comma, Peter Katus.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He plays a lot of hockey.
Nice.
No, we have a title. I'm not sure. Well, we're trying to figure, I don't know if we're allowed to announce it yet. We've been in a very detailed talk about how we're going to, you know, roll out this huge event.
Yes. We're going to wait. We're going to leave it. Well, here, we'll leave you with, you are the first people to hear Stop Playing Hockey, comma, Peter Katus, which was the actual runner-up for the album title, as ridiculous as that seems.
That's pretty fantastic. Well, do you want to get another get a new track from you? Is this a debut?
In this version,
debut,
absolutely.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, let's hear it.
Which one are we doing? Half Crazy?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay, this is called Half Crazy. And on the album, it's going to be an electro dance pop style song, but we don't have that kind of equipment at the moment.
When you were locked up in your room alone, neglecting even to touch the phone, salty tears rolling down your cheeks like they had many times before. Did you fear that every time you speak would be the very final word that creeps between your teeth and off your tongue before you collapse from a broken heart? petrified that nobody could ever pacify. The sinking feeling that you had deep down that kept your heart on hold. My shoulder was an easy place to hide. I didn't mind cause I could pass the time counting the thousand little lies you kept inside of your broken heart. Wait. And you don't have to see the world to know it's true. Yeah, you don't have to see the world to know that it keeps turning. I've gone half crazy, worried about you, about you.
I love it. You guys are giving each other the thumbs up and everything. I think we've started a new era in Jukebox the Ghost history with acoustic performance.
Something we're usually very bad at.
That was more of an experiment than I think any of us are willing to admit. So.
Yeah. Well, that one was half crazy. Live music from Jukebox the Ghost on WNRN. And it sounded great. I mean, do you usually compose on acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then when you bring it to the guys, it's just like, all right, we're going to jam this out.
That's right. That was an interesting one. We struggled for probably a solid week on that, trying to figure out arrangements. And it's interesting to now be here and having to rearrange because we couldn't figure out what sort of a song to make it. And we ended up with this like real electro, like the synth sound is like this 80s throwback, like warbly, really awesome.
And do you have it plugged in?
Is it, no, because of the one input thing and the so to then like deconstruct it back into that with which we were struggling is a really funny exercise.
Well, that's very cool. And Tommy, you were singing lead on that track. And I think I had read that you had some vocal surgery.
I did.
Yeah, and the last time I think I saw you guys in Baltimore, you had completely lost your voice.
Now,
Was this like kind of a precursor to what all was happening with your voice?
Probably. I used to lose my voice a lot, all the time. If I ever got a cold or anything, it would just, boom, it was gone. I got vocal surgery right after we recorded the album. I struggled through recording vocals on the album, and then literally the day we finished recording, went back to Philadelphia the next morning, had vocal surgery. And then we actually had a week of mixing after that. So I had to come up and use a marker board and write all my comments.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow. So have you seen like a really marked difference since you had said surgery?
Well, I mean, vocal surgery, I think, is a really, really slow process. It was for vocal nodules. They removed vocal nodules. But any healing, I think, in that kind of, it's sort of tender, so it takes a long time. So I think I'm still recovering, mm-hmm. for sure. But later this year, I think I'll be, back in full.
Nice. Well, I'm glad to hear that it went well, and you sound fantastic on that track.
Thanks.
And I want to thank you guys for being here in the studio with us live. I hope the Twisted Branch show goes great tonight. What do you want to wrap up with from this new album that is titleless?
I think we're going to do a song called Empire.
Right. Got your guards and they've got their guns. They're overworked and you've never ever won a thing. And you lie. I've got my dreams and I've got my sleep.
And I've been promised a pill that's gonna keep these visions of an empire at peace. It's my heart, it's my keep, and you are threatening me. It's my heart, it's my keep, and you are threatening me. Oh my God, you're the one I've been holding out for the so damn long. For the so damn long. And you're a far cry from an empire at peace. It's getting too nice for me to keep an empire at peace. It's my heart, it's my keep, and you are threatening me. It's my heart, it's my keep, and you are threatening me. Oh my God, you're the one I've been holding out for the so damn long. For the so damn long. And you're a far cry from an empire. Threatening me. It's my heart, it's my keep, and you are threatening me. Oh my God, you're the one I've been holding out for.